grass-fed cattle prices charged higher Friday. The U.S. military action in Iran weighed on equities and futures markets. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 6th of January. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade developed on Friday, with live sales $2 higher at $124 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains and Nebraska, and $2 to $4 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $125. Dress sales were mostly $4 higher in Nebraska at mainly $199, and they were $3 to $4 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $198 to $199. Cattle futures softened, though, amid lower outside markets fueled by heightened geopolitical tensions stemming from the U.S. military strike in Iran. Questions include how that might affect the scheduled signing of the Phase 1 trade deal between the U.S. and China. Lean hogs closed limit down in spot Feb and near limit down in the next two contracts. That helped put pressure on live cattle, which closed an average of 65 cents lower, except for 35 cents higher in away April. They closed from 7 cents lower to $1.05 lower in spot Feb. Week to week, except for a dime lower toward the back, they are an average of $1.09 lower across a range of 12 cents lower toward the back to $2.10 lower toward the front. In his weekly market comments, Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, points out markets and cattle feeding conditions are far better than they were a year ago. While prices were only a couple of dollars higher than the same week last year, he explains cattle coming off feed currently were purchased much cheaper than the cattle coming off feed at the same time last year. As well, he says most cattle feeders aren't dealing with the same wet, sloppy conditions they faced last year, which resulted in higher feed cost and lighter cattle coming off feed. The average dress steer weight for the week ending December 21st was 904 pounds, which was the same as a week earlier, but 13 pounds heavier than the prior year, according to USDA's latest actual slaughter under federal inspection report. The average dressed heifer weight of 834 pounds was a pound lighter than the previous week, but 8 pounds heavier than the previous year. Potentially, after an earlier fall start, wholesale beef values may have found a seasonal bottom last week. Choice box beef cutout value was 47 cents lower week to week on Friday at $208.49 a hundredweight. Select was 82 cents higher at $205.39. Retailers are beginning to pull on select grade beef as winter rolls in and as consumers move to consumption of end cuts, Griffith says. As is typical, the choice select spread will likely continue to narrow through February, but Griffith emphasizes choice demand remains strong and is expected to remain strong. Calves and feeder cattle remain lightly tested during another holiday-shortened week. However, at the auctions that did take place, analysts with the Agricultural Marketing Service say stronger prices were quoted as order buyers and farmer feeders were back in the seats ready to fill orders. They add that most observers describe buyer moods as hungry and ready to procure cattle as the holidays seem to drag on this year. Except for 7 cents higher in the back contract, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 96 cents lower on Friday. Week to week, except for 37 cents higher in the back contract, they are an average of $1.29 lower across a range of 7 cents lower toward the back to $2.20 lower in spot Jan. Griffith notes that calf prices tend to start strengthening in January, but it generally takes a couple of weeks for prices to start their strong spring ascension, increasing in February and March. Consequently, he recommends that folks with calves ready to market might be rewarded by waiting a week or two. Major U.S. financial indices closed strongly lower Friday, pressured by the U.S. airstrike in Iran and the subsequent spike in oil prices. West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME closed $1.58 to $1.87 higher through the front six contracts, but well off of session highs. Weaker than expected manufacturing data also weighed on markets. Although the overall economy grew for the 128th consecutive month, economic activity in the manufacturing sector contracted in December, according to the latest manufacturing report on business from the Institute for Supply Management. Timothy Fiore, chair of the Institute for Supply Management Manufacturing Business Survey Committee, says the December Purchasing Managers Index registered 47.2%, which was a decline of 0.9 percentage points from November and the lowest reading since June of 2009. He explains global trade remains the most significant cross-industry issue, but there are signs that several industry sectors will improve as a result of the Phase 1 trade agreement between the U.S. and China. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 233 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 23 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 71 points. Although the impact of African swine fever on domestic animal protein prices was slow to materialize, it did begin to show up by the end of the year, one example being higher prices for manufacturing beef imported to the U.S., caused by more exports from Australia and New Zealand going to China as that nation tries to fill the massive void in pork production. Until African swine fever, China produced about half of the world's pork supply. According to the latest Livestock and Poultry World Markets and Trade Report from USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service, by the end of this year, China's total swine herd is forecast to decline to 275 million head, down nearly 40% since the beginning of 2018, before the crisis began. FAS analysts explain many Chinese pork producers exited the industry, and others are reluctant to restock due to ongoing disease risk. They add that lower domestic supplies in China will boost demand for foreign pork, resulting in record imports to that country. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 6th of January. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.